Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and thank you for joining me for another episode of Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. Today, we are doing an author interview, and I know, listeners, you absolutely love this because who doesn't love a really good book? So the title of today's show is Who Do You Think You Are?, which also happens to be the title of the book, Identity. Who do you think you are? Our identity in Christ is the most powerful revelation that a believer will ever receive. And through his sacrifice of love, we receive not only salvation, but the very identity of Christ. So discover what Satan doesn't want you to know about your identity in Christ. Discover what religion didn't tell you. Break the chains that have restricted your receiving from God. As believers, we are now one with Christ. Not my words, but the awesome words of author Robert Johnson, who we will be speaking to in a few moments. We want to give a quick shout out to our sponsors for a commercial break today, and that is Daniela Wolf. She is a MMA Muay Thai, tilt page, and she wants me to tell you a little bit more about her cause, as well as Scorby, and this is your Bible app. If you are looking or watching this on the enhanced version, please feel free to click on any of the links that are in the description. It will take you to everyone's page appropriately. So let's get started, everyone. Hello, 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 Robert. Are you there?
I am here, Dr. Angela. How are you today?
I am so well. Thank you for coming on the show. How are you?
Well, you know, I'm very pleased to have an opportunity to talk to you. I hope you can hear me okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you.
Very good. Well, it is really a pleasure to have an opportunity to speak to your listeners today. Anytime we have an opportunity to discuss the love of Christ, the love of God, and the impact that it has on believers, and we relish these moments. We enjoy them. And it's an opportunity to celebrate Christ. So thank you for having me.
No problem. I am, other than the fact that I'm an author, because in these particular instances, that doesn't really count. I love doing interviews because I love to read. I've always had a love affair, if you will, with a really good book. There's nothing like an author being able to take you from start to finish on the journey to paint the picture and all of that. And, you know, this I wanted to introduce this to my listeners because identity, being able to identify who you are, to be able to tell someone who you are is something that's really, really important, be it that you're looking at it from mental health or if you're looking at it from a faith perspective. So I cannot wait to pick your brain. So the very first question that I have for you is, why this particular book? Why Identity? Who do you think you are?
Well, that's an interesting story. This book actually started as a part of a greater project, but the co-author in the book with me, Minister Angela Kennell, she came up with the concept as we were thinking about what was something that was at the heart of God and at the heart of believers that really needed to be revealed to people in a way that perhaps it has not been revealed in the past. So she came up with the concept and did much of the research, and I actually came up with the layout and so forth and so on. But at the end of the day, mm-hmm. what we ended up with was a Holy Spirit inspired, God-inspired piece of work that we pray will be beneficial to the body of Christ, that people would come to understand their position in Christ, what that means to them, how God sees them from that perspective, and to really shake loose some of the religious and traditional things that we've learned that don't necessarily line up with the Word of God, but at the end of the day, these are things that have been out in the atmosphere for some time, and like so many other things, people have gravitated to them. They've been passed down from generation to generation, and we just believe that there's been some error in what we've learned in the past, and we wanted to bring that out in this whole new covenant context. And I pray that the listeners will better understand that the grace of God is extended in the person of Jesus Christ to all mankind. And by doing so, that God, he also provided a way for us to be born again. And that word born again, to be taken back to a state of spiritual perfection before God. And that comes through acceptance of the payment, the sin payment that Jesus paid, which was paid in full at the cross, covers your past sins, your present sins, your future sins. But payment of sins is just one part of that benefit package. There's so much that God desires for us. And in Psalm 103, he talks about remember God, but don't forget all of his many benefits. And he starts to walk down through the benefits of redemption and wisdom and prosperity and healing. But the one I love is the one that says that we're now reconciled to God, which means we're in right standing with God through what Christ did. And that's very important because you'll never be who you're intended to be until you know who you are. And that's a major issue in the church, is that we don't make that acknowledgement between our relationship with God and that it is seated in Christ, that Christ is in us, we are in Christ, and everything that God has provisioned for us and made available to us comes by way of Jesus. And we have to understand that Christ is not some far-off thing. Jesus Christ indwells us, and God has called us. As a matter of fact, you know, in John 17:19-22, Jesus himself prays a prayer asking the Father, acknowledging that he and the Father are one, but also that he requests that we be one with them as well. You know, me in Christ, Christ in me, and God seeing me through the lens of Jesus Christ.
You know, that is such I know there's someone who's listening who the light bulb just went off over their head. You know, this is epiphany moment. This is a revelation moment for them. That it's yes, 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 as you were talking. And even though I know these things, to hear it, to be reminded of it, is just an awesome thing. And listeners, the reason why it's so important for us to read our scriptures daily, for us to read the proper literature when we have the opportunity to, is because it reinforces, it kind of girds us up again. It reminds us of who we are in Christ. And that is absolutely positively important. Well, listeners, I need to take a very short break, but when we come back, we will continue speaking with author Robert Johnson, Identity, Who Do You Think You Are? We'll be back right after this.
The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel.
That was Alexander Scorby, the voice of You Bible, the ultimate Bible app. Exclusive features include playlists, reading plans, sharing, history, maps, and more. It's your perfect Bible companion. Need a word of wisdom? It's right at your fingertips.
See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil.
You Bible was made for you. It goes with you and helps in redeeming your time. Search quickly by book, chapter, and verse, and play.
Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand.
You Bible can be in your hand, at your fingertips. Download You Bible now and start experiencing the Bible in a whole new way.
For the time is at hand.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. Today we are interviewing author Robert Johnson, author of Identity, Who Do You Think You Are? Of course, listeners, yes, it's available on Amazon. I would never tell you to go anyplace else other than the number one Amazon, a name that we can trust for our books, and especially if you are a fellow Kindle user. So, you know, we were talking about knowing who you are in Christ and understanding this wonderful dynamic of
of who our Savior actually is, but in understanding that, understanding more so of who we are. So if there was one thing that you wanted a reader to take away from your book, because, you know, it's full of information. Listeners, if you go to the Amazon page, yes, there are reviews, and they are positive reviews. That's a plus. So, but Robert, if there was one thing you wanted someone who's reading your book to take away, what's the one thing you want them to take away from the book?
I would want people to understand that our identities are formed in two ways in the natural. One is the way we view ourselves, which is our self-identity, but also our social identity, which is how other people view us. From time to time, we've all encountered negative views of ourselves. As people have shared with us, maybe you've heard negative things about yourself. Maybe it was parents. Maybe it was friends. Maybe you have a lot of personal negative self-talk. What I would like people to understand is we are not the sum total of our efforts. We're not the sum total of our results. But instead, we are the sum total of everything that Jesus Christ has accomplished. And that helps us to better understand that wherever we are now, we don't have to stay there. As we began to discover who we are in Christ, as God says, you're more than a conqueror. As God says, you are the head and not the tail. As God says, you are blessed. As God says, you are my beloved. Then we began to better understand, because that faith starts to grow because we're hearing the word of God. In the same way that negative things have a tendency to create pictures and imagery for us. Also, the word of God produces positive imagery, and it is a love letter that tells us who we are. So when God says wonderful things about us, when God says that you'll lay hands on the sick and they'll recover, when he says that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, I shall not be in lack, all of those things are things that help us to adjust our identity. And when we look too introspectively at ourselves and at our actions, at our behavior, our attitudes, and so forth, we often find ourselves less than righteous by our behavior. And it's very important to understand that what Jesus has done has become righteousness for us. He's become wisdom for us. He's become holiness and sanctification for us. So now we have to learn to look through the lens of Jesus to know who we really are, what we're capable of doing, and so forth, because we've been taught that it's our responsibility to somehow keep the ordinances of God. And we keep coming up short. We keep missing the mark. And that has that presents a attitude or maybe a feeling of hopelessness. There was a time in my own life when I basically explained to my mother that I couldn't be a Christian anymore because I kept messing up. And I didn't understand that my identity was in Jesus Christ. I determined if I could receive from God based on my activities, by my own self-efforts. If I did what God instructed me to do, then I could expect something good. If I did not, then that would explain any bad that came into my life. So we have to get beyond that and understand that God sees us. He sees us from a spiritual place, and that spirit man is perfect, and it's so perfect that God could indwell it. He can actually live in you through the person of the Holy Spirit. So with all of that said, what I want people to understand is, I don't care if you've been in a bad marriage. I don't care if you failed. It doesn't matter what you have attempted to do and fallen short of. You can come back to the throne of grace and say, as I began to understand who I am in Christ, God will continue to reveal to me how I am formed and shaped more into the very image of Christ. So a lot of times we look at ourselves and we find ourselves lacking, and we find ourselves unacceptable. And Christ wants us to understand that when we become believers, when we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we are no longer unacceptable. He says, you are now accepted into my beloved. So we are perfect in our spirit, man, before God. And as we pursue that, Dr. Angela, as we began to pursue that and began to, we have to renew our minds. And that's done with the word of God, because that word of God is going to constantly reinforce who we are in Christ.
Yeah.
And it will, it will get us back to our true identity, which is made and shaped in the likeness and image of God.
Yes. Listeners, I know. You're going, I need a copy of the book. I know. It is in the description. It says available on Amazon. Simply click on the link where it says Amazon, and it will take you to the page. You definitely, definitely have to pick up a copy of this book. And yes, it is also available on Kindle. So it can be a paperback, or it can be right there on your phone by the end of today. Do not wait another moment. Go out and get your copy. Well, we need to take our very last break of the day. And today I am talking about a Daniela Wolf. She wants you to visit her tilt.com page. That's T-I-L-T, her tilt.com page. She is a Muay Thai trainer, boxer, and she's trying to do some awesome, awesome things for some children that are in Thailand. When you visit her page, you will see that she is trying to raise $2,300. That's $2,300 so that she can go on to this kickboxing training camp. But what she also wants to do with this money is to help support a social center in Thailand that will help the children. It is a non-governmental organization. They rely solely on your donations. So to give you a little bit about her, yes, she is a three-time USA National Boxing Champion, number one in all of South America, number one in all of Central America, number one in Canada, and in the U.S. as far as Golden Gloves National Championships are concerned. So she is a force to be reckoned with, and she hopes that you will be able to help her via her tilt.com page. Yep, it's kind of like a Kickstarter page. She's already raised $1,150, but she is trying to raise $2,300. Any bit that you can give will help not only her, but also help the children. When you visit the page, you will see a picture of her there. She's holding her American flag, her medals, and some pictures of the children as well. Thank you in advance for any donations that you can give to help her with this cause. So thank you, listeners. We are back to the show. Thank you for visiting with me here on Modern Living with Dr. Angela. And our time has run out. I know. It's the good ones. It goes by too fast. I know. And I do apologize about that. But, Robert, let me make sure that people know how to get to you. Are you on social media? I know the book is on Amazon. How should people get to you?
Well, the best way to reach me is to contact me at bloodboughtpromises.com. That's bloodboughtpromises.com. And you can also reach me through my more corporate entry point, which is celebrationcups.com. That's RJ at thecelebrationcup.com. And you can reach me that way as well. But bloodboughtpromises.com, and you can see more information. There's quite a bit of stuff there that will be beneficial to believers and to people who are maybe have been caught in some religion and maybe caught in some tradition. That would be a good place to go. There's a ton of information there. And I certainly appreciate the opportunity. Can I share one scripture with you?
Sure.
It says, Ephesians 4:24, put on the new nature. You created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. That is who we are, believers. We are created to operate like God on this earth, and that comes by way of the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Dr. Angela, for this wonderful opportunity. And to the listeners, God bless you. Pursue God. find out who you are, and you'll do more than you ever thought you could.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. I'm telling you, you guys are going to absolutely enjoy the book. Please, please, please be sure to get your copy, and especially with everything that is going on in the world right now, we as believers need to be prepared and well-equipped. Robert, thank you so much for being on the show. Listeners, Thank you so much for joining us here at Modern Living with Dr. Angela one more time. And as always, may the Lord continue to shine his face upon you. May you receive and see his grace and his mercy every day and in all that you do. Until next time, bye-bye.